At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 27. Yay! This week I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey! Come on. Ryan's here.
It's like you're doing your theatre and education.
Come on,
don't cry.
Come on, everyone.
Ryan, you're in a classroom, not the sports hall. Max Smith.
Hello there.
He was never in the sports hall. And Tom Looney is here. Yay. Have we got a Tom Looney this week?
Of course we fucking do, mate.
Well, no, because you didn't have last week. And please don't cuss. Yeah. Speaking of cussing, Joe McGrath.
What are you up to, Joe?
You crafty nuisance.
Just turning you up a tiny bit.
You're turning me on, Joe.
Enjoy the...
Again, he so won't wear a top on Wednesdays. That's enough about Joe McGrath. Joe McGrath. He shagged Jimma. Joe McGrath. You shag Jimma.
Are you looking at me?
Because we call you Jamar. This week's topic is happiness. Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. Drink it in. I should point out, Dave isn't here because he went away to Prague and that's now on the quarantine list. Yeah. And also his laugh, you know what I mean? Oh.
That's not happiness. So,
yeah.
I don't want that.
So he'll be back one day. Just, you know, 2 weeks, maybe, whatever it is. Let's get into what we've been up to. Mm. All four of us were involved in the Kersh Kicks video that went out. You know, it was just being staff, yeah, pranking the public, having a laugh. How was the experience for you, Ryan?
I was more nervous for this one.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more nervous.
Why?
Just because it was a lot. Last time, I didn't really... I think we're all in the same boat. None of us knew what to expect, really. Whereas this time round, like, we know what we're getting into.
And we were up in the level, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
I think with this one, there was more... like set pieces, if you will.
Yeah.
And that was more embarrassing. I think that's more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Then, like, with the lines, it's sort of like, because they're funny lines, you sort of get away with it. You
know? I think the lines are worse.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
the one-off lines are horrible.
I didn't do it.
You tried to get me to say big fat dick to a young lad, which I didn't do.
Big old dick.
Big old dick, sorry.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Yeah. Well, we didn't realise it was a kid, to be fair.
No, you did.
Oh,
yeah, you went.
Hello.
There's a photo I've got where you're in the shop walking about, and Manchester United left back Brandon Williams is there. Doesn't deserve a fucking clap. But yeah, I think it's gone down well. A lot of positive feedback. People want us to do it again. Obviously, not at the same shop.
Yeah.
Got to spread our wings and fly.
Marks and Spencer's next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can do a lot with that.
That's your initials, M&S.
M&S, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Anyway, Tom, we haven't heard much from you. What have you been up to this week? Got a trim.
A bit short for my liking. But
we'll see what the viewers think. Let us know.
Did a new class today.
Like a dirty teacher.
Yeah, it was a body attack.
Yeah,
it's a bit more of a dance class than I realised.
Attacking your own body, or
no, it's just it's like
brought out a cadaver.
Yeah, but no, yeah. Last week I was at Kersh Kicks with you for a few days.
Yeah,
it was a long one. It was a bit stop start, but it was really good in the end. You been up to anything apart from?
I don't think there's much time to do, but Charles, you know, we just sat there looking at a screen going, oh, that's going in the extras bit because it's dull.
Check that out on Stephen Tries.
Yeah, mate, that'll be out there. No, I was enjoying a humble week of just, you know, living my life. And then just stuff from nearly 2 years ago has popped up on Twitter. And it was when I made a diss track about the F2 before the Wembley Cup. I didn't tell them about it, so maybe I should have if I wanted it to be, you know, less of an issue. But I didn't, you know, add a bit of spice to the game. Afterwards, a guy who was playing for the F2 but had nothing to do with the video, you know, wasn't even mentioned. Why would he be? He got involved and was piping up. And I saw him walking up to me after the game on the pitch. And I had a smile on my face thinking, oh, you know, he's going to give me a bit of stick now, and rightly so, because... I've made a song about we're going to beat you at Wembley.
A stupid
We've
joke.
Just lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He turned aggressive with it. And this guy calls himself a comedian. And so if you are a comedian and someone makes a diss track on YouTube, you've got to have a bit more about you than turning it aggressive. You should make a joke of it, I think. Yeah. So he handled himself very poorly. And people are saying, oh, he's a funny guy. I can only base what I know of him on my own experience. And I would go, no, he's not. He's a bellend. but, you know, in the future, he might learn from this. Someone makes a diss track on people that he knows of. He might not go over to them at a charity game and have an issue.
Why has this come up?
It was trending on Twitter last night, Tom. Right, okay. Pull your head out your
You've
arse.
You've got a Twitter account, Tom.
I don't want it. I just follow one guy that does like...
It's gone viral on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. This is social media. This goes out onto an internet show called YouTube.
Do you never wonder why people come up to you and go, oh, you're that guy from Stephen Knight's? Have you never ever wondered what
Grandpa's
it was?
Grandpa's schooling me.
You know. Don't turn this on me.
Anyway, the point is, you know, what's done is done.
People make mistakes, don't they?
This is it, yeah. So we live and we learn. C'est la vie. We're just going to enjoy our own videos. we're going to move on. And let's just be positive, because today's topic is happiness.
Yeah. Beautiful. Did you just chant your own name?
No. Sounded like that.
What did you say?
Ryan.
Ryan.
What you missed at the Wembley Cup was kicked off afterwards, and none of the cameras seemed to have this.
No.
Was I'd been taken away by Brian, and Max comes in. You know, one of my good mates, Max, comes in defending me. Good mate Max comes in. Tom, you were there. Where were you, eh?
You were too busy trying to get on the Wembley pitch.
My turn, please!
Stuart's tackling
it. I've only been on the Wembley pitch.
You landed on my ankle, guys.
Just shouting at the crowd, just give me a moment! I swear!
Let's get into happiness. Not penis. As, you know, the crowd often said to Max when he exposed himself. You also don't do theatre and education anymore. We have fun. Tom, I turn to you. What is your happiest memory? Or what's your fappiest memory?
Travelling for the first time, being away when I got to Paris, and I knew I had like 8 weeks of just worries, no work, no responsibilities.
What year are we talking?
This was the day after graduation.
Max, that was in 2016.
In the future. You were time travelling, Tom.
So you do anticipate graduating at some point.
Hey, anything can happen. It's a crazy world.
If the stars align.
Strange events have happened. I love having things to look forward to.
Yeah.
So I always have something booked.
This.
Just, but once a week. I do enjoy this.
Yeah.
This is a happy part of my week.
We should call this the happy hour podcast.
Oh, yes, lad.
There's already a podcast called that.
Yeah.
On
the internet.
Yeah. I get what you mean there about at the start of something, it is always seems a bit like the 6 weeks holidays when you're a kid.
Yeah.
The start, the first week compared to.
Because anything can happen.
Week. Oh, it's so true. Just... I could do something other than playing FIFA for 6 weeks. I could do.
Also, bad things can happen.
Sure, but Joe, I like
the happiness podcast,
And those things make me really happy. You're right. Yeah.
Like the potential of the unknown.
Ryan, what about you?
Just shouting my own name.
About 5 minutes ago.
It really makes me happy.
Run!
It was when I was in Vietnam. And
there's a sale on chinos.
There's a big war on. I was burning a village to the ground.
Ryan! Hear me! During sex. Go on, Ryan!
Get it?
Spanking myself.
That's fucking hell.
We're trying to do a podcast here.
Fuck me, man. Let's take it down. Comfortable.
And we were on this boat in Ha Long Bay, and just some music was playing, had a beer in my hand.
The hand was just clasped on his ass cheek.
And I knew it was my last week of like the 6 week holiday, and I knew that I was only having a couple of weeks at home and then going away. We were going into railing.
Oh, what times?
So it was just nice knowing that new I had future, all this time off. Yeah, I've only just paid off the debt now.
That's that is a theory for happiness.
Don't take out loans from the bank.
No. Which bank?
Halifax.
You're on the list, not the place, Halifax. Max, your happiest memory?
So many to choose from.
Pirate Pete's.
Happy.
The hour before you went.
Oh, my friends are going to be there. It was true. It was true, in a way.
Can't wait to see all my friends.
Put on my Sunday best.
You're dancing too.
Just clicking my heels down the street.
Wow. That was a surprise party.
I can hear one of them now.
Ryan! So go on, tell us about your 21st.
21st, oh God. 21st.
I was pretending that was your 21st.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say. I was on the sofa with my dad watching Jules Holland. Happy memories.
Was it a big sofa?
No.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to, you know,
it's a solitary beanbag on the floor. happiest memory. I remember before first year of uni, getting that sweet loan in.
Yeah.
Buying a PS4.
Yeah.
I don't know, was that the first year? Can't remember. Getting a PS4.
Yeah.
You know.
Big fan of gaming, aren't you?
Yeah, big fan. That was fun. That was a good memory. Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
What's yours?
Thanks, mate. Yeah. I'm going to go for the first day of Tomorrowland Festival. The whole point of, the first day of something.
Yeah.
Great fun. I've got two more days of this. Sunny.
Yeah.
Loving life. Sat on a hill. A few drinks. A lot of my happiest memories involve alcohol.
But you usually drink because you are happy, not to get happy.
No. Escape.
To escape.
A lot of summers recently have been really good. We went to Ibiza. Need to go back again.
Yeah.
We'll do a podcast there as an excuse to cancel all the attacks.
2021.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne Lineker will be joining us. just after IMAX.
Only me. Meet my flock of girls. Summers are great. I love a summer. Yeah. Winter. Yeah. Don't have any happy memories from winter.
I'm a winter boy.
Yeah. So what's a happy winter memory?
Do you know, it's just the weather. I'm not built for summer.
You enjoy it going dark at like 4 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I love that. I love
I get
good,
not enjoying the
makes
heat.
Makes you feel like you're in like a cinema, doesn't it?
So yeah.
Everything goes dark.
Of course,
makes you all like this.
Really?
So when you turn the lights off to go to bed, I'm in the Odeon.
When's my fucking trailers are coming up?
Did you just swear, mate?
No, I spoke over you.
That's fine. That's you can do that anytime.
You can do a popcorn bit, won't you?
I was going to do a great popcorn bit. But
I lost it.
It wasn't even funny, mate.
But turn the lights off a bit. It's like I'm in the Odeon.
Where's my popcorn, Mum? You get it? Because like, you're at the cinema and you want popcorn.
Doesn't live with his mum, though, does he?
Sonia?
No.
Erin's his girlfriend.
Oh, Dios mio!
Anyway, so what cheers us up? You're in a bad mood. You're in a bad way. What's your go-to pick-me-up, MD? Right, Tom, I'll come to you.
I don't get too upset about things. I'm quite chilled.
Even that haircut.
Is it bad?
No, I'm just wondering why.
I mean, because I've been burnt before on a video.
That was different, though. That was
burnt my fucking retinas as well.
Shall I give you an example of mine? Exercise. Exercise is a pick-me-up for me.
Really?
Yeah. It gives me serotonin.
Yeah.
Realised we should have done the character serotonin, but we'll do that next time.
He's just so toned.
he was doing it funny and you just do it offensive.
No, Max, don't compare us like that, because I do everything funny, don't I, Ryan?
You do, yeah.
<It's gone. laughs> I know what we need to pick us up now, because Tom's upset.
Happiness.
Don't bring your name
into
it.
God damn
it.
It's now a thing.
He's a narcissist, isn't he?
Sorry.
What was that?
Sorry.
So pick me up. Mine's food. Mine's eating.
Yay! I do that, and then I realise it makes me sad afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very short term, that one for me. So I exercise as well. If I'm down,
yeah.
I just, even if I don't want to exercise, I do something that I know I'm going to feel good after.
Yeah.
So I never come out of the gym feeling bad.
Hot wank on a cold Tuesday.
You want to eat this?
Yeah.
Mm. There he is. Oh, look at that. He's beaming. Beaming like a...
Well, I'm still not convinced this isn't meat.
It's not a Manchester cat.
Looks a bit porky.
Oh.
Fuck off. You're kidding. The Happiness Podcast.
He had that one written down. He ordered meat just for that joke.
I knew you'd feed me at some point.
Ryan, what cheers you up?
I think just getting together with mates.
Yeah,
getting
man.
To, you know,
yeah,
if boring. I'm down, and I'll just, you know, text one of you lot, be like, do you want to go to the pub?
Never get a text.
Yeah,
because
I don't think I've ever.
Phones have been quite dry.
Make stuff up to us.
No, but like, you know, just popping out for a drink or just
popping out your pants.
Popping out your pants. With my mates.
See what the Morrison security do about it.
You'll never stop me.
He's cheers me up. I always enjoy a phone call with Max. Good old pick me up. He'll make you realise life isn't that bad. He'll make a joke about himself, yeah. Which always you know, picks
seen
me
someone
up.
Worse off.
Well, no. But he'll do it like, he'll make a joke about himself anyway. Right. Tom, a trip to Cafe Nero for us.
Yep.
Maybe a mocha. We've done that once and it did go the wrong way. You know, a 12-hour binge on sweets. So short-term, great happiness.
Yeah.
Long-term,
really
stood
sick.
In the mirror crying.
Yeah.
I've got no mirrors in my house.
Apart from that ceiling one in your room.
I see you've spoken to your dad recently.
Yeah. Oh. That always makes me happy.
Walked into that.
Yeah.
So did
you actually? Sorry, fucking your dad.
No dad of mine. Don't know what I'm more angry at.
Yourself.
Yeah,
mate, you should knock. Max, you said food cheers you up. Anything else?
Obviously, gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Tom's dad.
Change his name.
One thing that always works for me to cheer me up is EDM music. You know,
yeah,
a little bit of pump,
yeah.
and also, you know, memories from festivals gone by.
Yeah,
not all bad. That works for me. Do you have any particular music? Does that ever work for you?
A lot of the music I listen to is like kind of very mellow, like folk music and stuff. I like EDM as well, depends what I'm in the mood for, but that kind of
music.
You have
to prove yourself to me, Tom.
The music that people say is a bit depressing, I don't find it depressing. It's kind of nice, it's chilling and reflective.
You wouldn't expect Tom Looney to listen to Passenger, but he does.
Yeah.
Obsessed with the man.
Well,
I just
really.
I just
not
think
obsessed.
You'd listen to the sound of, you know, you fucking
so every time you do it, you've got a recorder there. This is for when I'm sad.
That was a good one.
Ryan.
Similar to you in a way, I like listening to EDM to
like
cheer me up.
I listening to you listen to EDM.
He's enjoying this one. It just, and Calvin Harris.
It just brings back memories of Ibiza and Cavos.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I hear that kind of music, I just want to dance. Or,
yeah.
Or, you know.
Oh, just yeah, I know.
Just
flirt with a chick,
one.
Yeah? Just have a tuna salad and free drink on your own. Should we get into Stephen Lies?
Stephen Lies.
Stephen's Little Lies. This week we have got Tom.
Back on the case.
As the detective.
Yeah. Did I get it right last week?
No.
No. Ryan did it last week.
Who do you want to go first, Tom?
My main man.
So, I...
You fucking arrogant bastard. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Go on, Max.
Me once got so happy, me got suspended.
From what?
Oh, you'll have to ask more later.
Yeah. Go on, man.
I got the wrong game for Christmas one year.
Oh.
And then my mum bought it for me another
up
time.
School.
And I was so happy because it was a game that I really wanted.
Sorry. Start again.
I really wanted this game for Christmas. I didn't get it.
So I shot up a school.
Okay, right. Stephen.
My ears ruined a night out for me. It's the opposite of happiness, but you know.
True. Come
on.
Expand on that.
No, not with that haircut.
Come on.
Get out from that.
Don't ruin this.
Is that what you said to your mum?
What have you done?
Oh, he's got a fucking...
I've got a podcast tomorrow.
That's how you take a joke, Hacks.
Yeah, yeah. He's happy now, yeah. Insulting other people.
Yeah, don't need it. So I was on a night out, having a great time, in St. Helens.
Yep.
A young boy, in my 20s. The girl came over to the bar. Oh, I sort of knew. She was a friend of Cameron Green's, friend of the podcast.
Woo!
And I went to her, I like your shoes. She replied with something that I thought was fuck you. And then she'd walked away back to her group. So I was really
devastated. Thank you, didn't she?
No, she said, you're cute.
Oh, right.
So I was gutted about that. And I just went off to a different place in St. Helens, a couple of streets down. But I didn't know about that for ages. And you know me with girls. Hadn't touched one, so it really hurt me. And then I'd gone off to whichever bar it was, and Cameron told me later, around 3 a.m, he went, oh yeah, she didn't say that, she said you're cute.
What did you do then?
Nothing. Just left it.
Tracked her down.
I like you, following her footprint.
You think I'm cute, do you?
What about now? I'm in your garden. See if you're all about it.
I hid under a bed for a week.
Max, no, come on.
All right.
The title.
Edit in, but out of context. Ryan,
yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't quite catch yours the first time. You didn't get a game.
For Christmas, I really wanted this game.
Ryan, that's stinky.
Smelly bum.
You stinky bum bum.
Pink comes out of that hole.
Didn't get the game I wanted, so I shat myself.
I wanted Tomb Raider Legends.
Why?
On PlayStation 2. Because I loved, like, when I was even younger, I used to play it all the time on Sega Saturn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when a new one came out on PlayStation 2, I really wanted it. It came to Christmas and my mum bought it for me on Xbox. So upset.
Idiot. Yeah, what did you do?
I think I cried.
Yeah,
rightly
yeah.
So, mate.
You think you cried or you did cry?
I cried.
Yeah.
And but then I got it 3 days later.
Yeah.
My mum bought it for me on the right console.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Incredibly happy.
Yep.
Played it for ages. And I don't think I ever played it again after that.
Just that
what a contrast of emotions.
Yeah, such a roller coaster.
Basically,
Christmas life, though, isn't it? You don't know what's around the corner.
Right.
What was that, Joe?
It's just.
The worst story you've ever heard.
Like, it better not be true. That better not be the truth that we've gone with. Because I'm saying right now, that's bollocks, just because it's not interesting and I don't know what.
You met Ryan?
I don't know why you'd make that up.
I know, this is the thing, though. But I don't know why you would have signed up that
more
truth.
Interesting.
You know,
I was thinking.
You got a truth about this? Yeah, I've got a great one. That'll do.
I was thinking of one of the happiest memories as a kid, and that was it.
Yeah, go on, Max. What happened with you? You were
me got so happy.
Go on, I talk normal. Like, you were so happy. You got suspended.
Fuming about this. I went to the doctors to have a consultation about my weight because this is a while back. And I was getting a bit chubby. Needless to say, that doctor should be fired. Sent to the gulag. Yeah. My life has gone downhill.
Someone say goulash.
Mama's goulash. Basically, what happened was he was like, go see this person. They'll help you out. So I go there and they're like, oh, mate, you know what you need? You need these pills. So obviously I'm like, thank you, more eating. So I'm chowing down on these.
Sorry, he said go and see this person. Was this like an official?
The doctor sent me to some backstreet fucking drug dealer.
So you had a referral?
Yes.
To the hospital?
Yeah. They're like, chum, we'll set you up. Give me these sweet pillies.
What
were
they for? To lose weight or to let you feel better about being overweight?
It was like...
What did Dr. Kipling do?
We're laughing.
Get these down, your son.
So I took these tablets, went to college. And obviously I thought they would just make me feel better. What I didn't expect was me to be crying with laughter throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
To the point where they had to put me in a little room. And then they were like, you just go home.
Did you eat them all at once?
Yes, yeah. We'll go with that, yeah?
You said have one with every meal.
So I had to...
Sorry, there must be a mistake. You said this was a month's worth.
You've not even left yet.
This one's seen me past 11.
First breakfast, second breakfast. I had one with the lollipop the doctor gave me. Yeah. chowed on those bad boys.
Yeah, man.
And then just, yeah, they sent me home.
Yeah.
So, me so happy. Me got suspended. For the day.
So, I don't want yours to be true. I hope it's not.
Shit.
So, I'm going to say that's a lie. He's crossed.
So, I was just giving it to him.
Yeah. I think that yours is true.
I don't think a girl would ever, you know, hear me talk and go, oh yeah, I want to hear some more of that. Just made it up.
Really?
A girl's never called me king.
Was it yours then?
Yeah.
Really?
Well done. If I ever do get invited back, I'll get a better story next time, I promise.
You could have made anything up, Ryan.
Yeah.
I didn't get the game, then 3 days later when she returned, I did get it.
Oh, no, mother's lost the receipt.
The trepidation. She was in that queue for 5 minutes. There's only 20 copies on the fucking channel.
So thrilled, I screamed my name at the top of
Well done, Max.
Thank you.
Yeah, well,
done. Well done, mate. Sorry to hear that.
But, it's all right.
There was no.
It was a quite good memory, to be honest.
There was no kind of long-term side effects. Did you stop taking the pills after?
No.
No.
I wanted to ride that high, but yeah, never came back.
Max, apart from that day, when were you at your happiest in life?
I had a good time in uni, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
very good time. With the uni course that we were on, there were full modules I never went to. At least 1 week I just didn't leave my room.
Yeah.
You know.
And this was the happiest you've ever been.
Yeah.
You'd love jail. You really.
So like you say about, we've alluded to, the start of something, you know, through school, college, everything, you've always know you're on to the next step. Whereas with uni, that first 6 months, I think generally finishing uni and all the things I had to look forward to over the next few months, the feeling of being done, graduating.
Yeah.
It was a time of possibility.
Are you right?
Mine's similar to both of you, actually, in terms of like first year uni, like that first few months, like
it's not
where we're.
To mine.
Well, it's
completely opposite.
I'm talking about finishing uni.
Like, you know, I really wanted to do comedy, and then when you go into that first year with all these other people that want to do comedy as well, and you're starting to suss out who your real friends are and who you're hanging
your
out
enemies
with.
Enemies are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you thought I was gay for like the first year, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Well, I was gay too.
Cause
I thought Tom was gay.
Because we kept kissing. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, got the wrong wax.
Boring.
Just a sense of no responsibilities.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Do you have responsibilities now?
Rent.
But you've paid yours up front for a year.
Yeah, bills then.
£100 a month, mate.
Yeah.
Describe a day in the life of.
In the life of what?
You.
Daddy DeVito.
Well, I'll just sit around, wait for Stephen to text me.
God.
And then go to work on the weekends.
Yeah, man.
Then I'll watch the videos back.
Ryan.
My happiest years were around 2016, 2017. They were fun, learning about YouTube and just finished uni as well. So that's actually like Tom's.
Yeah.
those were fun times. And then, summertime.
Yeah.
Any summer's really fun. I can diet in summer, but in winter,
stock up.
Yeah, man.
Even just going to the gym is just harder. Just, you know.
Fill me with stodge and I'll be on my way.
Is that you saying that to me as a boss?
No. Okay. Please don't. Stodge is too ambiguous.
Big pot of grandpa's finest stodge.
The great no joke.
What gets
good
us down?
Fashioned stodge.
Working in a job you hate gets me down. Just cause don't want to be there. You know?
Just feel like you're wasting your time.
Yeah, I do.
Mad respect.
The cringe video where I turned the Teletubby. A lot of the comments was about one of my arms, one of my armpits was really sweaty.
Oh, Ryan.
People kept saying, why is this one armpit really sweaty?
Worked too hard, don't you?
Yeah, and it's just because it was really hot.
It's what really are you hot. On about?
Sorry, we're getting me down. And I was reading that.
Was that a question?
Fuck it. You internet trolls, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself, yeah? It was a hot day.
Poor fucking lad.
It's all right. He was perspiring from his eyes that day. Max, what gets you down?
You've been skint a couple of times in Munich.
That's awful. That's actually be bad because it's like, yeah. Oh, man wants to get biscuits or whatever. You go there.
Man wants biscuits.
Man wants Bicky. Zero money in the bank. And it's even like, even when you don't need anything, but you just want something.
Yeah.
You know, that's the, yeah, so that gets me down.
A bit of retail therapy and there's nothing man can do.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're in the Bicky aisle. Shrugging.
Just scoffing them in the aisles.
Window shopping's not the same as.
Found this life hack. Tom, what gets you down, lad?
Well, we went into lockdown, didn't we? That got me down. And the only thing I really lost was work, because we're still going out. The weather was great. We're still doing the podcast and bits and bobs. I was a bit bored and I realised I'd only lost work from my routine, which made me think, what am I doing? So I think the possibility that I'm not doing the right thing, like I...
Yeah.
Wrong course of action. Something that's going to lead to regrets. It's like, just, you know, life's too short. Just do what you want. What about you, mate?
Getting injured.
Oh,
not being able to do something physically.
Yeah.
That annoys me. The winter. Yeah. The work. You know, sometimes views on YouTube, that can take over my mind too much. I'm like, but then you've got to realise, you know, who actually cares apart from me?
Yeah.
No one. Yeah, being fat in winter. And I look at myself in summer and I'm a bit slender.
When you put a few weeks in, or, you know, a good month or two, and you manage to get into some good shape and you've got some abs.
Or a good couple of hours for me.
Yeah. You know, you've got a bit of a pump on and it's life is good.
You've got a pump on now.
Good name written on it. But then when you lose it and you're back to square one, like putting that work in, it takes ages to get into good shape, you know, healthy, feeling ready for anything, and then you lose it like that, you know, a few bickies and
a few.
Should we go for a little segment?
Yeah.
It's Stephen Prize. Sorry, I forgot.
Stephen Prize.
So last week the winner was Peter Wing, I believe. He got the rollover. So that's like 50 quid.
Nice.
Money for nothing. And last week's answer was dead flies. A lot of dead flies in the loft. I don't know if anyone got it because it's not gone out yet. I'm sure someone will.
Yeah.
One of you can create an account and just do it. So this entry is from the 12th of the 12th, 03.
Oh, great year.
So it's Christmas time.
Advent.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Here's the entry. This Sunday, I'm going to the cinema with my mum and my sister. Two gals. We're going to watch blank. Fill in the gap, please.
2003.
Enter at Tries Podcast. We'll post the link of the video or the question. And just write whatever film you think we're going to watch. Yeah. Your chance to win £25 Amazon voucher. I need to change the prize. I'm bored of it. Anyway, you could win that. And we usually only get like one or two right answers, so get involved, because you probably will win. Let's talk about music before. What music makes us happy? Do you have a song in particular that you just think, that's great?
Summer, Calvin Harris. When I met you in summer.
Mine's similar.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Sun. By the Beatles. Pleasant. What about you, Tom?
At the moment I'm enjoying Higher Love.
Oh, the
Kygo remix of Whitney's classic.
I don't know.
Enjoying that in a minute.
What about you, Max? Similar sort of vibe, yeah?
See, it's a lot of soundtracks for me for certain films or games and stuff.
What should you go to?
At the moment, it's Bugsnacks.
Is that a film?
No,
it's an advert.
It's an advert.
It's a song from a fucking advert.
I know, it's a good song, though.
Can we hear it?
It's Bugsnacks. Talking about Bugsnacks.
Alrighty. Weirdly enough, I've got a theme tune from a film as my alarm.
Oh, nice.
In the morning I wake up to Soul Bossa Nova, which is from Austin Powers. It's one of the few alarm songs that I've had that I don't hate.
Do you do the walk?
No, I just
Press snooze. About films. Do you have a film or TV show that when you're down, this makes you happy? A go-to. A comfort.
I like to watch a bit of Stuart Lee. Some of the old comedy vehicles that he did on that. It's very cynical, but it's... Sometimes it's just what you need. It's just a
bit of cynicism. I like Friends, the show.
Yeah.
Typically. That's I've always watched. Basically, this is, for me, something that just distracts you from whatever's going on in life.
Crushing reality.
That works.
For years, I could do that with Friends, but I think now I've finally reached... Because since it came on Netflix...
So woke, you go, that's not on, Monica.
No, it's not even that. I think I have seen it all too much.
Why is the woman a chef, he says?
I'd probably say, to cheer me up, I quite like watching The Office... That cheers me up.
Yes.
UK David or Brent US?
UK.
UK.
He's, you know, just a total idiot. David Brent.
So stepping on Max's toes with the reviews here, mate. So.
I just quite like watching his misfortune.
Do you like The US Office?
I've not really watched it, to be honest.
It's really good.
I have heard it's really good.
Incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
It's on the list. It's better than the UK.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Israel version?
No.
Ooh, racist.
Don't watch that. It's really dark. Too dark.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about a foreign thing as dark?
Ooh!
Looks like you're joining Monica Geller, mate.
On the list.
Why is she a chef?
Why is she on the list?
No, I'm saying that you put her on because...
female chef.
Max?
Community.
Yeah.
Great sitcom.
Your local community.
Yeah, just love going outside, just seeing the people.
Just code that at a community centre.
He just puts on a dressing gown, nothing else. Doesn't tie it. He just goes, my people, how are we today?
And I can only assume that they love to see me as well.
I think so,
yeah.
The police screaming. Always turn up, don't they, just to greet you.
Exactly. And they give me a ride in their car. Three hots and a cup. What more could I want?
Just joins in a game of football with the lads. That is the community that Max has built. Tackle these balls.
But it's great to be part of something.
It is.
Look at this tackle.
And to see...
Ah, yes, lads.
Handball, anyone?
Handball, anyone?
Oh, there's no VAR, but he has crossed the line now. Community, that does it for you. Film-wise?
Big fan of James Bond.
That's a Bond film.
Yeah, I love a Bond.
A good old womanizer.
You're in trouble.
Fucking hell, woke Tom coming at me again.
Yeah. Minions is good. Despicable Me, I like that. Just takes my mind right away. A kid's film. I think the nostalgia of a time when you had no worries is what works for me.
A lot of worries back then.
Like a Parent Trap. You know, that works for me.
Love that film.
You know what? Disney Plus has been a big thing. You know, Avengers. I love all the Marvel films.
It's time for IMAX, quite yet.
Hashtag ad. Getting paid a lot of money by the Walt Disney Corporation here.
To just stop.
Never mention our name again.
So you've been paid off to stop doing it.
Yeah, no, I understand it, Tom.
This is not good.
Suck a dick, Tom. Suck a fat dick. It's a...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no one's going around. Anyway, Max, what sport makes you happy?
What sport makes me... Such a good question, Stephen. Power walking to my local fish and chip shop.
To my local fish and chip
shop.
Sponge. I've had my pill today. There's one sardine. I've got King Edward's potato, please.
I've got dinner on it.
I've got seconds when I get back.
Power walking is what.
I don't care for sports.
What makes you tick? Max, why didn't you say Midsummer Murders?
I feel like I've been speaking about that too much recently.
It's a good old marathon.
But do you know what? Speaking of Disney Plus, recently got the month free trial of BritBox.
Yeah.
Every episode of Midsummer Murders is on there, so you've got no excuse to not check it out.
Funny story, Max is trying to download the app ClipBox. That's got Midsummer Murders on.
Midsummer Bummers.
Hey, nice.
A lot of time for that.
About yourself, Stephen?
Yeah, footy. Footy's fun.
Footy.
In terms of playing it, I'm just miserable when I do that. So shit.
Fine balance, isn't it? Because it is depressing when you've had a shit game.
I'm just gonna enjoy it from now on. I'm just gonna go, you know what?
Yeah.
Pull off some mad tricks. Probably won't, but I'll just go take it.
Are you too down on yourself? You're a good player.
I call myself the C word a lot.
Yeah.
It just saves me hearing other people do it. I used to love when Liverpool won, but then, you know, the plague of that is you care when they lose. Yeah. Now I've stepped away from it a little bit just as they got really good. And, you know.
Dive back in.
Yeah. No, mate. They won't have
first,
me.
Mate.
They won't have me. Ryan, any sport?
I really enjoy watching football at the pub.
Yeah. It's just the alcohol.
It just is. Yeah.
Seems to be a proper common theme.
Yeah, maybe it is.
But I smell an intervention.
I just think it's quite nice just to go and watch the game. And
yeah,
the pint,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you got?
He looks like Will and E. He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
Litvinenko, the poisoned Ukrainian spy.
Like,
on his deathbed.
Will is very much alive. Hey, Max. Disney.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Oh, Toy Story.
Yeah. We're just going to watch the TV for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, Chewbacca.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You can do a Chewbacca, can't you?
Yay. Yay. That was Ryan when he didn't get the right game.
Mother!
It wasn't the true story.
Was it based on a true story?
Yeah.
Well, what did you change?
Just the name of the game.
Oh, oh, fucking hell.
You're fucking kidding.
Boo.
What game was it?
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Good game.
You cried.
Great game, yeah.
Where were we? Right.
Ryan in the pub.
Yeah.
Football. Great memories.
Might be an alcoholic. Yeah.
Good. Woo. That was the happiness podcast. How much importance do we put on being happy? Do you?
Not really.
No.
You don't?
I want to be content, you know.
I want to make content.
Ah, yes. Nice. Yes.
What I think is there anything more important than happiness in your life, Ryan?
I don't think anything's more important than being happy. I think as long as you're happy with what you're doing at the time, like at the moment I'm happy.
Yeah.
Saving to travel, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Max, you're musing up at the ceiling.
It's a tough one because it is, but it's not something I think about being important.
No.
I don't go through life going,
will this make me happy?
With it, yeah, exactly. But it is important because what's the fucking point otherwise?
If you're not happy, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, as a concept, it's important, but it's not something I think about. Boom.
Yeah. I know, but it's unrealistic to expect to be happy all the time. Sometimes things are going to make you upset. You know, like you said,
you've got to have the lows to have the highs.
It's all relative, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
You have to have moments of frustration and anger and sadness to appreciate the happiness when it comes. But balance.
Can't have the rainbow without a little rain.
Yeah. Balance in life.
Yeah.
Powerful, that. Really powerful. That's the message, guys. But if you're not happy, guys, got to address that. Now it's time for Dave Raves.
Dave Raves.
I don't have a Dave Raves. What I do have here is, I don't have a name for the segment, but I was just thinking about it today, and I could be wrong here, but does everyone like the names of off-brand cereals?
Sure.
I find them great.
Yeah. This off-brand stuff, yeah.
Instead of Shreddies, you've got malted Wheaties, multigrain hoops, wheat bisques instead of Weetabix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Choco Puffs.
Nice. Choco Loops.
Yeah. Yeah. I find them funny. Just me.
Yeah. Cinnamon squares.
Yeah.
Don't get a lot of cereal from like Aldi and that.
Ooh.
That's where the utensil finding is, isn't it?
Not good enough for
it. Well, no, I get one cereal, I buy Fuel granola.
Oh.
That's just the only cereal I buy at the minute.
Fucking Fuel, he calls it.
Yeah. Protein.
People out there starving. And you know, you're buying all this really
high end cereal,
just
mate.
£3 a box.
Oh, fucking lovely. Oh,
splashing the cash.
Yeah. £1 porridge lasts me a month.
Usually grab a couple. Yeah.
Oh,
I have my yogurt.
And do you have the couple's consent? Grab a couple of what? Tits.
Oh,
well, that porridge though. So.
Is that what you have for breakfast, is it? A woman's tits, unbeknownst to her, as she's queuing on. Yeah? You pervert. Tom Cooney is cancelled.
Chance to be a fine thing.
That's crass. So now it is time for everyone's favourite segment. It's IMAX.
Thank you, guys.
Love IMAX.
Got a little speech prepared. Bless you.
Thanks, guys.
Not in the speech.
Great speech.
I guess you are blessed in a way. Today is a sad day for IMAX. The world has lost a treasure that it will never get back. The Fat Cats and the Ivory Towers of DreamWorks have copyrighted the name of Happy Feet, meaning my hit movie of the same name will never see the light of day. Well, I say screw DreamWorks and their hold over the movie world, and I'm using my platform on the Stephen Tries podcast to let the world get a little taste of what they've lost. In this pivotal scene in the movie, Happy Feet, hit actor Daniel Day-Lewis stops into the Happy Feet massage parlour for a little R&R. Please enjoy.
Let's take it away.
Did you say ivory?
Oh, another day in paradise. Can't wait to get me digits on some lovely chosy-wosy. Oh, fuck me. Here comes a customer. Better put me ciggy out.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, love. How are we this glorious morn?
Miserable.
Cheer up, you silly bugger. Let Maggie soothe your pain. As we say here at Happy Feet, we can ease your woes by diddling your toes.
This is impossible.
Well, you haven't tested Maggie's marvellous fingers just yet. Go on, pop your clogs off and get comfortable. How's the chair?
Really quite beautiful.
Oh, that's the Happy Feet guarantee. You can't be a happy chum if you don't have a comfy bum.
What do you mean?
Well, if your chair's rotten, you'll have a bad bottom. So if your chair's class, you'll have a happy ass. Now, where should I start?
My left foot.
Okay, here goes. Let me work me magic. How's that?
Yes.
Oh, crumbs. That's not your foot. I've grabbed the wrong thing. Did I mention I'm blind?
Did you want to do it?
Tee-hee. What is it we need to do?
We need to tenderise this meat a little bit.
Ooh, how long should I do it for?
For 7 days and seven nights without stopping.
Oh, that's the Happy Feet guarantee. We won't stop till you pop. How's me fingies treating you?
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You look very fine.
Oh, thanks. I wouldn't know. I'm blind, you see.
Now, now!
Yes.
It's done.
Oh, what a mess. I think. I am blind, you know. These peepers won't work for love nor money.
Tissue.
Oh, you men are all the same. Oh, another customer. Who's there?
Hey, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopsie daisy!
No, I think she said Oscar-winning actress Whoopi Goldberg. I'm not deaf, but I'm blind.
Wow, Oscar-winning actor Daniel Day-Lewis. What a pleasure and a privilege it is to work with you. Did you enjoy working with me?
I love to work with pigs.
That was from
really good stuff.
Max's film Happy Feet Shit Eyes. So
oh, that was a film.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
It's annoying that Disney beat you to it then.
Yeah. And they're not going to let you make that.
Well, it's already made. It's already just sitting made. In the editing booth at the moment.
Do you think you can maybe change the name?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna stick
I use the name Happy Feet a lot in the
is
film.
Is Daniel Day-Lewis not annoyed that he could win another Oscar here? But
he's had complaints. But
he's had complaints.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you give us the context that we need to understand that scene?
No.
Please.
I just feel like as a movie reviewer extraordinaire that you claim to be,
yeah,
you can't give us a bit of context here about the film.
So in the movie, the Lady Maggie, who was played really excellently, I believe, by me, is a worker at the Happy Feet Massage Parlour.
Mm.
And obviously she meets Daniel Day-Lewis. A bit of hanky-panky goes on.
Is he playing himself?
Yes.
That was a sex scene.
She accidentally grabs his penis and tenderises the meat, and they fall in love, and then Whoopi Goldberg swoops in.
And it's an interesting choice to have Daniel Day-Lewis play himself in the film.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I'm all about, you know, just doing really avant-garde stuff.
Is a blind person giving a hand job to Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes.
And you've named the film Happy Feet?
Yes.
Okay.
When in the film is that scene?
Near the end.
So,
right at the end.
So, second time I'll try this joke, it's a happy ending.
Hey!
Is it a happy ending?
No.
No.
Whoopi Goldberg shoots them all.
That was a shit movie and a waste of 2.5 minutes of our life. Fuck yep. off.
Get out.
Oh, I'm annoyed about that, aren't you, Ryan?
Yeah, a little
mocking
bit.
Mocking blind people giving out hand jobs.
Hey!
Oh. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Fucking hell.
Everybody ready for a good time?
What's that smell?
What's the accent?
Are you ready for a good time?
Woo! This is what London was like, right?
We're just trying to film a podcast, mate.
Oh, that's fine, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Who are you and what the freak do you want?
Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Viol. I am just a wonderful life coach from down the street. And obviously, I've taken the case.
What case?
Well, I've had a lot of complaints about this very podcast.
What?
And one man in particular who is bringing the world down. I've got some comments here from the poddy.
Oh, dear.
So, obviously, if you read the comments, you would have noticed that on Thursday, July of 23rd, 2020, Mr. K. Dilkington said, Tom Looney was very sad today.
Oh. Is that a sad day for you?
What day was that again?
July.
Thursday, July the 23rd of 2020.
Just after your birthday, mate. Yeah.
That's during lockdown, wasn't it? No.
That was written on 2 past 2.
Moved in.
Probably why then?
Yeah.
Couldn't help but notice.
Didn't realise.
Something on your hand there when you pointed this way.
You weren't meant to see that yet. Hello, boys and girls.
That's worrying.
I'm Pop the Puppet and I'm here to make you laugh.
Anyway, sorry, do you want to get back to the comments?
Yeah.
Bye, guys. So, what you probably didn't notice, unless you read the comments, on Friday, May the 8th of 2020,
yeah.
Tom looks depressed at the start.
I don't know, maybe it's just my resting face. I'm always in quite a good mood when we do the podcast, but...
Okay.
Yeah. When you rest, you're depressed.
Maybe.
Thursday, August the 6th, 2020.
It's quite recent.
Tom's comedy annoys me. It's boring, stale and serious.
Wow,
that's not very nice.
It's not.
Well, now I am a bit. I mean, I was fine before.
So, what is your job?
Cutting comments.
I'm a laugh coach.
A laugh coach.
Life. Life and laugh. Living and laughing.
Live, laugh,
and I'm here to teach Tom some great concepts about how to have a great time in life.
Right. Well, as he says, he was pretty content until you came in, and you've brought him down. So you're gonna have to do your job.
Call your loved ones. Call your mother, call your father, and say, I love your mum and dad.
Joe, could you show that? That's how that works then?
Yeah.
You're going to call my mum and dad?
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, is this Mr. and Mrs. Cooney? Yeah, I love you. I love you so much. Yeah. Oh, the mirror on the roof. Yeah. When your son walked in. Yeah. Okay, love you, bye. So that's a great. I'm really happy now. I have a feeling that the audience aren't happy. So in other words,
I'm becoming less and less happy.
Tell you what, life coach Tom, you told Tom at least 3 bad comments there.
Yeah.
Going down 3 times.
Yeah.
I say make him laugh 3 times, and then the world is. You know,
the world's put to rights. Okay.
Or is there any nice comments?
Nah.
No.
Make him laugh 3 times.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there? Tom! Oh, Tom who? Tom Cooney, you having a good time?
He's laughing.
Well done, Pum. Knock, knock! Who's there? Tom! Tom who?
Sounds like Joe Veal isn't there anymore. Sounds like the Improv Kings arrived.
Hello, Tom. I've got a joke for you. How many Tom Cooneys does it take to fix a light bulb?
I don't know.
2. One to fix it and one to go, ooh la la. That's incredible fixing of a light bulb.
Well, we've had 2 good laughs here. Come on, Joe.
Hey, Tom, why did Tom Cooney cross the road?
I don't know, Joe.
Because it is. It's his God-given right as a British man. Cheers, Pop.
Well done, Joe Veal. Joe, is there any way people can get in touch with you?
contact your local morgue. And you'll probably find me. Because Bye,
Joe.
Don't go, Joe.
Stay safe.
You want me to stay for the rest of the podcast?
Please, more jokes.
He's got more people to amuse.
Oh, God.
That's Joe Viola. Good stuff.
Really
good stuff. Let's go on to just the kookiest cunt in all of Coventry. It's Tom Looney.
Looney.
Are you replenished from your week off?
Yeah, I mean, last week was a busy week. My prep time was eaten into, but we're back.
I don't have a shower, pal, and that doesn't wash with me.
Well, I'm back with a segment, Tom Looney.
About happiness.
It is, and why happiness is bad. Lots of research these days into happiness and why happiness is a bad thing for you. So basically, if you experience too much happiness, it can stop you from being creative. People that have too much happiness in their lives are no longer to experience creativity boosts, and they're very inflexible when they have new challenges. People in heightened happiness overdrive are more likely to become alcoholics, binge eat, be sexually promiscuous. They did a study in the 90s where they followed some the happiest kids in school, and
they followed them.
I love my job.
Into their adult lives, and the ones that were happier and more chirpy in school had a much higher mortality rate.
So they were running from fucking people following them.
Oh. Not all types of happiness is good for you. It's a really difficult one.
Please keep on with the downsides to happiness, yeah, Tom. You kook.
Basically.
Cover your trousers.
No, I just remembered something.
Just say that chocolate vagina.
You've got. You've just been.
Go on.
Diagnosed with an illness.
Yeah.
Bringing the mood down syndrome.
If there's one thing you guarantee, a joke we would prepare for your character will never get read out. The one
fucking atmosphere
syndrome.
Please save this segment. The pursuit of happiness is more likely to make you miserable in the long term.
I like his acting. Will Smith's good guy.
People that seek happiness are more likely to...
You're saying happy seeks.
Oh,
you're really running a fine line here, sir.
And you mentioned race earlier.
So people that seek happiness are more likely to be unhappy.
Yeah. You want to be more content, and people confuse happiness with contentment.
Yeah.
And if you're always thinking about happiness, it's not normal to be happy all the time.
Ain't that the truth?
Would you not argue if you're hunting for happiness, you are not happy because you're hunting for it, so you would be more upset.
Looking for the next happiness.
Well, this is it. Happiness is not something to be achieved in the long term, and you're more likely to be disappointed if you think happiness is this big thing that's coming, because when it doesn't, you know, you've missed out on...
Build up your ambitions and your hopes, and then it doesn't quite live up to it. Sometimes I get carried away and take things for granted. I was watching a video, it's something as simple as a kid had never had a haircut.
Yeah.
He's like 10 years old, living on the street. And then he got his first haircut and he was so happy with it. And I thought, oh, aren't I just a twat taking everything I have in life just for, this is how it should be.
I was reading something about in Africa. It's a very difficult life there, but there was like a village in Tanzania, and one of the missionaries was talking about how the volunteers come and they can't believe how happy everyone is because they've got nothing. But they're coming from like America and England, and you know, everyone's just really content in their life, very happy, really good community. You're saying about community.
Yeah, I love community. Yeah,
just in, you know, enjoying the culture and that kind of thing. And it's not no capitalism, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's really that this week.
Do you think something wacky, Tom? Come on. Yeah, people expect something bonkers. I'm going to fill in the kookiness of this week's Tom Looney with just a kooky... Me as a seven-year-old, just fucking... Eight-year-old, seven. Ready? Yeah. This is from the 19th of November. Your birthday, Tom.
Is it?
We'd both had good days. Yesterday in my house, our boiler got fixed. Finally, we had hot water. I was dying for a hot bath.
Yay!
What sort of fucking 8-year-old is dying for a hot bath? Finally, this bottle of Radox has been gathering dust. Just me, a kooky kid.
He's been in a bad mood all evening.
I want soapy suds and I want them now.
Sorry, I've had guys. Bath in years.
Yeah, is this the Ryan Luck podcast? No. Sorry. Fucking shut that, will you? Right, should we have some put into the max?
Finish that. Right, this one's from Benjamin Marcella.
Benjamin Marcella.
Hey. Hello, mate. Steve and Max, Dave and Tom, and Joe Lol.
Joe Ryan, what'd you make of that?
Yes.
Okay. People all get used to it. from the United States.
Boo! You Yank scum.
Very nice.
Not a good start.
I quite like the US, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Got some of the people.
I recently have been having a mental dilemma over this person. I know Max is basically the king of relationship knowledge, so I think he could help. I like this girl, but I have no idea if she likes me back or is she just really friendly. I'm afraid of saying anything because if I'm wrong, then it'll make it awkward between us. What should I do?
Filibustered, I'll ask you.
I mean, what more can I say? I just fucking ask her. If you're going to be friends with her on the off chance that one day things are going to happen, don't waste your time, mate. Just go up to her and just say, look, me likey, you likey. If she says no.
How did we get this
over? All that.
Yeah, thanks.
What would you do in that situation?
Just stop being a friend.
Fuck yourself away. You can't hurt anyone now.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Lock yourself away. Yeah.
Just be honest
with
her.
Women can be like that, you know? If she is just being overly friendly, but she's not interested, then it's a bit harsh from her. Yeah. She shouldn't be leading you on.
Taking the man's side, you know. Not very woke.
No, but I mean, if you're right, great. And she, you know, she's being friendly because and flirty or whatever because she likes you. And if you tell her, then, you know, maybe you can get together.
Can I suggest this? Assume she does like you. Yeah. Never ask. And just be, you know, telling anecdotes of, yeah, she liked me. She liked me. I do that all the time. The amount of girls that would have shagged me is through the roof. The amount that have is very much on the floor.
Right then, this is Matteo has been in touch. Hello, Dave, Stephen, Tom, Max and Joe.
Let's start with Dave. He's not even here. He just picked to go to Prague instead of this.
I'm a 17-year-old boy from Belgium. And I've
been
a long-distance relationship with an English girl for about 1 year now. It's been the best time of my life.
Here taking our girls.
But I'd like to impress her parents a little more with some English culture.
Taking our 17-year-old girls.
Can't wait for Brexit.
Whoa! Ryan, join Tom over there.
The parents are both from East London and real Cockneys. So I was wondering if there are any tips you could give me on what to say or gift them. They accept me for who I am and my nationality, but I'd still like to give a good impression. Dave, your input would be great here. Thanks a lot, Matteo.
Natalie Cassidy was in EastEnders and she's got a load of workout DVDs. Give them one of them. There you go. Get her on side.
Yeah.
And maybe like make a paper mache hat for the dad. And then just cover it in fish food, fish food flakes. And I think EastEnders are big into, you know, fishes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And paper mache.
Anything fish.
And
craft.
Just, yeah. Bring fish and chips around. Yeah.
Dress up as a little fish.
And maybe get a tattoo on your body of their faces.
Yeah.
On your back. One on your back and one on your front.
Yeah.
Not of their faces, but of characters from EastEnders.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Pat Butcher on your back.
Yeah.
And maybe Dot on your front. And maybe Shane Ritchie on your cock.
Yeah.
Just ideas. I'm just spitballing it.
The Craze, London Gangsters.
Oh, I thought you meant like Beyblade Craze.
No, well, yeah.
Get that tattooed
find
on
out
there
what
as well.
Local.
Basically, cover every base by covering yourself in tattoos, is what I'd say.
The email is putittothemax@hotmail.com. Could do with some more emails, less wordy. And
yeah, cut to the chase. You know, like we do with Stephen Lies, we give you that as the one line as the subtext.
We don't
then
need
go into
life
detail.
Stories.
I don't fucking make them up.
I'm bored of these ones with like, oh, girls that, oh, should I talk to her? Oh, does she, you know?
Like. Watch the podcast. Use our advice.
Different problems.
Yeah.
Let's get some interesting stuff.
Send us more problems. And will you send us some fucking ideas for this podcast? We've done 27 subjects and it's running dry. Max wrote biro pens 6 months ago. We haven't topped that idea yet.
Honey Nut Scooters.
That's good.
Yeah.
What else is something that can make you happy? Animals.
Yeah.
Animals.
Pets.
Yeah, animals. Yeah.
Tell you what, dog. I used to hate dogs until I was in tears, and my sister's dog came over to me, and it was just really nice. It senses something.
Mm.
Stephen's just died at a stand-up gig.
Apparently, they can like sniff out cancer as well.
Oh God. Years ago. Maybe see you next week. Man's in trouble. Don't clap. Clap my risk of cancer, Joe.
Hey.
See you eyeing up this seat. If I die, give this seat to no one. We need to make up a new segment right now. Stephen buys. What's the weirdest purchase you've ever made? Go.
I bought one of them posture corrector things.
Ever used it?
Like twice. Realistically, just stand up properly and just practice doing it. You don't need to tie a rope around you to you know, waste the money.
How much was it?
That's like 20 quid.
What about you, Max?
I mean, I assume people are going to be going, the fleshlight, so... Yeah, the fleshlight.
Well, yeah, but don't assume what other... I mean, that wasn't a waste of money to you, was it? Some of your best memories are with
them. I brought an acupuncture mat.
Where'd you bring it from?
Fucking hell. But it was just when we were floundering, a grammatical slip-up.
Let's have the final question, please.
It's the final question!
Okay, you got one day left on this planet. How are you going to make it the happiest day of your life? Go.
Probably just spend it with Erin, to be honest.
Fucking weasel. You fucking scumbag.
Your family and your friends, just spend it with Erin.
Hang out with us. Yeah. I'll suck your cock. Come on. There's passion in these lips.
You did let me finish.
Get out, Ryan.
Yeah?
Get out, Ryan.
Go on. You've made your
bed. No, get out. I like this.
You've made your bed. Go and lie in it with your girlfriend. Joe, will you come and join us, please, for this last minute?
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Joe McGraw,
hide your face.
McGraw.
No one can
know.
Joe McGraw.
Do you
want to
hide your face?
Joe, thank you for coming on. How would you spend your last day and make it your happiest?
With Ryan's girlfriend.
Yeah! What are we fucking all? Yes!
McGraw. Well done, Joe.
Thank you. I'm going now.
You're not coming back.
Come back, Ryan.
Tom, how did you spend your final day?
Ryan's girlfriend.
Yay!
Bex, how about you?
Fucking say, mate! Yeah!
Go on, say it.
I'm banging Ryan's girlfriend.
Yay!
What about you, Stephen?
I just said with her, why have you taken it to that level?
With Ryan's girlfriend.
Get out, Max, get out. Show some respect.
Could be me next.
It's one of us. It's a shame that. You don't want your friends to be saying that about your partner.
No.
So I'd spend my final day playing fun music, family and friends, getting crunk.
Would you get drunk, yeah?
Yeah.
So you had 24 hours.
Because there's no hangover.
But would you not?
I'd be obliterated.
Yeah.
Maybe drive a car, cut some people's day short.
But, like, if you drank too much in the first few hours and spent the rest of your last day just throwing up.
Yeah, make yourself sick and go again.
Go again, yeah.
That is the advice I'd give anyone for any situation.
It's really good.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Tom Looney.
Yes, I made it.
And Joe McGraw, who's off camera just banging Ryan's girlfriend. Shouldn't have said that, should I?
Do another ending.
All right. And Joe McGraw, who's just had a shot.
Just banging.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Stay safe and ciao.